Coach Betty Live is about living an organic and orgasmic life. What does that mean? This show is your source for approaches to natural healing of you and the planet you live on. You'll hear amazing stories of healing from experts, innovators, and artists sharing their path to consciousness and health. This show appeals to people who have optimistic views of our future and want to have an impact on making the world a better place. Discover a roadmap of options to create conscious and healthy relationships that sustain us and help us care for each other and the planet. Coach Betty will present a complete scope of options and perspectives, from ancient wisdoms to new and emerging scientific data and information. Come and imagine the experience of living an organic and orgasmic life. Now, here's your host, Coach Betty.
Greetings on this beautiful Tuesday, wherever you are. I hope you are enjoying the beautiful weather, whatever it might be doing. And I know it's doing a whole lot of crazy things all across the world right now. So I'm Coach Betty, as you know. I'm here in Novato, California. And Chris, say hello to everybody.
Hello there.
He's back east in Rhode Island, and we've got you covered coast to coast and all around the world on the internet. So I am so committed to bringing you great guests, lively conversation where we can learn a thing or two and expand our minds. And once we expand our minds, we expand all the possibilities available to us in our lives. And my guest today is going to get into sharing an amazing story with you and how she did just that. My personal blessing is to help women rediscover their beauty and sexuality so they fall in love with themselves every time they look in the mirror. And what does that do for you? It increases your confidence, your self-esteem, your courage to go out and be the magnificent being that you are. The second part of my blessing is to help women, help all of us really learn to appreciate men on our planet, the male species. Because guess what? If it weren't for men, we wouldn't be here. And this is how I weave the whole path of living an organic and orgasmic life. So I want to share more, and I have so much to share with you. I have so many guests that want to come on and share their stories with you as well. So I am reaching out for potential sponsors. If any of my listeners out there, or if you know of businesses or organizations that line up with my message, I really want to hear from you. So sponsorship can range anywhere from a very small amount of $35 to, guess what, sky's the limit. And because the more we have, the more I can bring out into the world. So please email me, Coach Betty at CoachBettyLive.com, and put sponsor in the subject line if you have any ideas or leads for me. Thank you so much for listening to all of that. So now, without further ado, let me introduce my guest for today, Valerie Bocage. She is the founder of Powerful Women International, and she has been assisting people in living their dreams for 20 years or more. She coaches people to do just what I said, expand your vision, both personally and professionally. So welcome to Coach Betty Live and Transformation Talk Radio, Valerie.
Hi, it's great to be here. Thank you for having me on your awesome show.
Well, thanks for being so awesome and being on my awesome show. So you know a little bit about transformation, don't you?
I sure do.
So you started this organization, Powerful Women International, and it came from a place of you losing everything. So let's just start right there with your story. How did you lose everything and then start over?
Okay, well, I lost everything I had in Hurricane Katrina. I'm originally from New Orleans, Louisiana. And I had never been here in the Bay Area where I'm currently living in San Francisco. I'd never been here before Katrina.
So, yeah, I mean, what brought you to San Francisco, California? I mean, how did that happen? And before you leave the whole experience of Katrina, could you just share a little bit, anything that you feel comfortable with on air? Like what that was like to like lose everything.
Well, one of the things for me, I know things happen. And I just do my best to look at the bright side of everything. And I'm at some friends. When Katrina first happened, I was at some people. I'm not with friends, so there are people that house I was by, I didn't even know them before this happened. Some friends of mine, we were doing a course together, and I couldn't get back home to New Orleans, which I'm glad I didn't. And I had to leave with them and their families and go to Florida. And we're just watching everything on TV and just seeing my city go down. Like it
Wow.
wasn't the same. And I'm just standing there wondering where my daughter was because she left with her two kids and her car broke down, or a car she borrowed, right in the midst of the hurricane. So it was traumatizing. And I'm standing there trying to say, okay, so how am I going to make the best of this? But I'm watching something I didn't think would happen.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I mean, I just can't even imagine that. So you weren't even in New Orleans. You just had to watch, stand by, watch it all, be concerned about your daughter, and still you were finding ways to look on the bright side and stay optimistic. Where did you learn how to do that?
I think it's always been a part of me. I know I do my best to surround myself with people that think on a good side, that think happy thoughts. And I know when I'm worrying that or overly concerned, then there's no place for creativity. There's no place to think. And for me, I'm not religious. However, I pray a lot.
Wow, that is really amazing. I love that. So you surround yourself with people that have a positive outlook, and you know from your life experience that worrying just zaps all your creativity, and probably your energy goes along with that, huh?
Oh, your energy goes somewhere down in a dumpster.
Well, I tell you, the words I would use for all of that is that you had really learned about living an organic and orgasmic life, because that's exactly what I mean by that phrase. Obviously when Hurricane Katrina is hitting, there's not much you personally can do, and so you have to move with the flow of it, and you did that by staying optimistic. And I trust everything worked out with your daughter. She's okay, right? She and her children.
Yeah, she is. It took a while, a few days for me to find her. And I saw it originally when I got a text message from some people who found her in Memphis. I got a text message saying, "We have your daughter and two grandchildren, and we are on our way to Kentucky." So I didn't know who we were originally.
Oh my goodness. That is amazing. So you just really had to put your faith in. What did you put your faith in?
I just kept praying. I just said, okay, God, now what? What am I supposed to do with the rest of my life? Because I believe that we all here for a certain reason, that we all have a purpose to fulfill. And the things that happen to us, we look at it as the worst thing that can ever happen. And a lot of times, if we really look, because those are the times we really get down to start thinking, we start looking at the inner self. We're in a place where we have to think outside the box. And there's so many people that get in that place of having catastrophes that start nonprofits, say, to help cancer or to help homeless, or they're doing battered women. They help a certain community. And all of that spins a lot of times from those catastrophes that happen to us.
Yeah, it's truly amazing. I can't believe how many of my guests and how many stories I know of that just these phenomenal things get created out of adversity and out of, as you say, catastrophe. And you're so right. It really forces you to look inside and find strength in there and think outside the box. I mean, you certainly have been thinking outside the box, and we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, Valerie is going to share with us her creation out of this place of catastrophe, where she was continued to be able to think optimistically in the face of it all. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Coach Betty Live is about living an organic and orgasmic life. What does that mean? This show is your source for approaches to natural healing of you and the planet you live on. You'll hear amazing stories of healing from experts, innovators, and artists sharing their path to consciousness and health. This show appeals to people who have optimistic views of our future and want to have an impact on making the world a better place. Discover a roadmap of options to create conscious and healthy relationships that sustain us and help us care for each other and the planet. Coach Betty will present a complete scope of options and perspectives, from ancient wisdoms to new and emerging scientific data and information. Come and imagine the experience of living an organic and orgasmic life. Tune in live Tuesdays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern Time to listen to Coach Betty Live. For more information, visit CoachBettyLive.com. That's CoachBettyLive.com.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit reservage.com and feel vitality today.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
1230 WPLQ.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Coach Betty live with Valerie Bocage, and she was just sharing this amazing story she has. She was one of the very, very unfortunate people to have lost everything in Katrina. But guess what? She took all of that, what could be on the outside thought of as misfortune, and she created something incredibly beautiful out of the whole thing. So, Valerie, tell us, how did you get inspired to start Powerful Women International?
Well, again, Betty, for me, I pray a lot. As I said, I'm not religious. And I just get quiet and just listen, like just listening to that inner voice. And all I kept hearing was to have women not be stopped by circumstances. And so I tried to see, okay, what am I going to do that? And I thought about doing events. And I did one October the 28th of 2006 in the Bay Area. And again, I had never been here before, but I worked for a company for 5 or 6 months and stopped because I did not want to be just working on a job just for money. I wanted to fulfill my purpose. So with that in mind, I did the event just to test it to see how it would go. And the women were saying, oh, we got to do this every month. And then I knew I had something. And I said I was alone at the time. And I said, well, every quarter, because it was a lot of work. So we set it up for every quarter. And then through talking to someone in Houston, they say, you know, the women here really need something like that. So we set it up in Houston, and then it was New York, and then it was Nairobi, and I went to 4 countries in Africa last year. We did our first international event outside of the United States in Paris in May of last year. We did a worldwide conference for women in New Orleans, my hometown, in December. And we're connected to about 30 cities worldwide right now.
Oh, my goodness. So it just started taking on a life of its own, it sounds like. Well, did you travel internationally before you started this? Like, had you always been a traveler and somebody interested in the world and reaching people all over the world?
I've always been interested in traveling. I had only traveled outside the country to London prior, before Katrina. It's always been a dream of mine to do that. However, I had not started that or had not done it. It was just something that I wanted to do, like one of those one day, someday things.
Yeah. So there you are. You're living your dream.
I am.
So here you are. You lose everything. You're in Florida. You finally hook up with your daughter again. Then you make your way to San Francisco, even though you never had lived here before. And what exactly was the nature of this event that you put on? It was for women, but what was the title of it? What was the purpose of it?
The purpose of it was to have women who were successful to come and share their victory stories of how they got to where they were, the things that they went through. So the women in the audience will say, wait a minute, I went through a divorce, or, you know, I lost everything, or, you know, I decided I didn't want it to stay on the job that I'm on. And they listen to these women and they get so inspired until they begin to look at themselves and their dreams and start to step outside of what the norm is for them and do some creative things or start their own business. So that is the premise of why I started Powerful Women International.
Oh, my gosh. That is so beautiful. I love it that you got together successful women and had them talk about their victories. Have them celebrate what they've accomplished.
Yes, and how they accomplished that.
And then the how. Yes.
You know, if you see someone who is successful, you see the TV shows and the radio show hosts and women in government. What we don't see is what they're really feeling inside and what they're actually going through. And women can identify with each other. So you're in the room with all of that power, sharing the things that happen for you authentically. It empowers the next women, the next woman. And so you know, are the women in the room. And they begin to step outside. We have one woman who was my first member of Powerful Women International. Last week, she just landed a job on The Mentalist.
Wow.
And that's one of the highest rating TV series right now.
Wow. Amazing. Amazing. And, you know, you are so right. You get into a room full of inspired people, I'm going to say, not just women, but people. And there's this energy that grabs you.
Yeah.
And then you go on to build this structured support system around it. And who knows what you can do. So that's what I want to get into, asking you a little bit about how you created this structure to keep this all going. And you had teams worldwide because you knew you couldn't do it alone. So share a little bit about how that worked for you.
Well, I took this course that it showed us how to put ourselves into the world. And or to start to do an event or to do a nonprofit and then give it away. And so often we are control freaks, believe it or not. We want to control everything. And when you're trying to control it, it can't grow. And So that course said you have to give it away. And I'm going to give it away. And it doesn't mean that you can no longer own it or have it, but it's sharing it with the world. And I just listened, and I started enrolling people and asking people, you know, I'm doing this, have this idea, and I'd like to know if you'd like to be a part of it. How would you like to participate? And so people were saying, well, I would like to help you with the newsletter. I'm really good with that. And when you're asking people what they would like to do as opposed to what your needs are, it gives them the ability to really work on their talents. And so they're inspired by that.
Yeah.
And it puts more energy into it. So,
right.
For instance, when I needed the website, there was one of the people I was coaching, and I was about to leave that job. So the person was leaving is a guy named Dennis, and he said, "Valerie, would you like a ride?" And I said, "Oh, sure," because I believe when you have something inside that you really want to get out with a passion, you start attracting the things that you need and that you want. And so this young man I had met, coached for many weeks, he had never asked if I wanted a ride. This particular night, he said, "You want a ride?" And I went, "Okay, sure." So I'm sharing with him my vision and what I said, because I believe in speaking the things that you want and speak it like it's real. So what I said to him is I am the CEO of a women's organization, a global women's organization. And he went, really? He said, where is it? I said, I don't know yet. I haven't started it.
That is so
and
great.
And so he laughed. And I said, you know, but what I really need is a website. He said, well, do you know that's what I do? I said, no, I had no idea. He said, I work for corporate America. However, my heart is to help people. I said, well, will you help me? He said, sure. And that was a 10,000-hour website he put up.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So you know what? I just am struck by the simplicity of just you sharing your passionate dream with somebody and then asking for what you need. And look at what happened. It's like just the right person. So what is the website where people can go and find out more about what you're up to?
The website is www.powerfulwomen, and it's POWERFUL, womenintl.com.
So powerfulwomenintl.com. And that's where you can see what she has been doing so far and with her team of people. She has not been doing it alone. And when we come back from break, I'm going to ask Valerie for some of her ideas and tips to help women and men just ask for help, because I think that that's one of our hardest things to do in the world. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with Valerie and Powerful Women.
Coach Betty Live is about living an organic and orgasmic life. What does that mean? This show is your source for approaches to natural healing of you and the planet you live on. You'll hear amazing stories of healing from experts, innovators, and artists sharing their path to consciousness and health. This show appeals to people who have optimistic views of our future and want to have an impact on making the world a better place. Discover a roadmap of options to create conscious and healthy relationships that sustain us and help us care for each other and the planet. Coach Betty will present a complete scope of options and perspectives, from ancient wisdoms to new and emerging scientific data and information. Come and imagine the experience of living an organic and orgasmic life. Tune in live Tuesdays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern Time to listen to Coach Betty Live. For more information, visit CoachBettyLive.com. That's CoachBettyLive.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Are you tired of hanging on to things in your life that hold you back? Get ready to reclaim your fearless nature with Annette Bingham. Annette has been a catalyst for helping people achieve maximum results. Known for her breakthrough approaches, she will assist you to unleash your true power. Her unique distance healing techniques have been empowering people globally. Get ready for a life-changing event to step into your fearless nature. For more information, visit AnnetteBingham.com or call 432-770-4062.
The 19th Annual Women of Wisdom Conference is February 17th through the 21st. Our theme is Women Arise, Unveil the Power of the Divine Feminine. Special guests are Susan Weed, Carolyn Sutherland, and many others, sharing their gifts through experiential events all weekend long. Join our email list at womenofwisdom.org and watch for announcements about the conference. That's womenofwisdom.org.
1230 WBLQ.
Okay. Okay, everyone, it's Coach Betty live back with Valerie Bocage of Powerful Women International. That website again is powerfulwomenintl.com. And Valerie was just sharing again, just remember, folks, she created this whole global organization after she lost everything. So I really think that's such an amazing, you know, rise that we can all see. And it's very tangible because here she is today on our show talking to us about it. And she was just sharing about not trying to, that we try to control it. But when you let go of the control and let other people in to share in it, that's when the possibilities just start going off the charts. And she herself created all of these teams that are all over the world right now. So Valerie, can you think of a thought or two for women and men out there that just have a difficult time asking for help around their dreams? Like, how would you advise them?
A lot of times we are afraid of rejection. And if we look and we don't like people telling us no, and if we know that the right person is going to tell us yes, and the people who tell us no, it's fine, that's one of the things that stop people from asking. So if you ask someone and practice it,
yeah.
Take the rest of the week and just call some people and ask them things that you want, things that you need, and practice it, and you will be surprised at the response.
We all want to help, don't we? We all really have that inside of us if we're asked in the right way and it's the right time and all of that.
Right. And I remember Michael Jackson's Thriller?
Oh, yeah.
Well, what Michael said is he was so afraid at first to ask Steven Spielberg to help him because he was this man who had made movies and he had to pace up and down and wondered if he was going to be, you know, get slammed the phone on him. But he picked up the phone and he did it. And so Steven Spielberg said he was so amazed that this man who had made the music would call him, and so they both had this.
Yeah.
So you never know. And that wouldn't have gotten created if he would have stayed where I'm afraid to ask.
Right. What a great point. What a great point. And I think that it does. It's like a muscle that we need to build in practicing to ask people for help, because it's amazing what can get created when you do. So let's go back to talking about Powerful Women International. It's a membership organization. And so what do members get out of PWI is the acronym?
What we're about is helping people to get their dreams. So we have members who would like to speak. We give them the platform to do that. We have a membership that's for speakers. And we allow those people or authors to promote their books. And then there are some women who want to do something and they're not totally clear and they just want to be a part of the energy. And some of them have a sense of what they want to do. So say, for instance, Kathy Culver is one of our members. And when we first started talking about what is your dream, what you really want to do, and she said, you know, as a child, I wanted to be an astronaut, but I'm in my 40s now, and so that door is closed. So I'm still trying to look at my, you know, what I really want to do. I say, Kathy, your dreams are never lost. What could you do to make that happen? So she started thinking, and she had the opportunity to meet with Buzz Aldrin, who's the second man who put foot on the moon. I said, be bold. So she gave him a note and asked if he would meet with her afterward, and he did. So she asked, right? That's what we were talking about, asking. And she said, I would like you to be my mentor. I want to be an astronaut. He said, that's so ironic, Kathy, because right now we're looking for women to go to Mars.
Oh, my gosh.
So she's been in a training program, and about 7 months ago, she received her first astronaut pin. She is starting another series of training in March.
And how about
so
that?
What we do, and so she's on her way.
She is definitely. She may be on her way to Mars, for goodness sake.
Phenomenal. And when I talked to her, and I said the same thing you said, and she said, well, Valerie, I first have to go to the moon, then I go to Mars after. I went, okay, just go wherever you're going.
All right. So, you could take that little trip up to the moon before you go to Mars. Oh, that is too much. So here it is, folks. Just ask. I would like to put it out there to all of the listeners to really take something that you have been wanting and desiring and think of what kind of help you need to achieve that, who might be able to help you, and then ask. Make one bold move this week in that direction.
Yes.
So I am curious, you know, Powerful Women International, what is it that you see about women that you felt needed to be empowered?
I've seen women that go through things. They go through terrible divorces, or they are in a career and they decide this is not for me. I'm not being fulfilled. Corporate America is falling and people are looking at what they want to do. And people trying to get a loan and can't do that because of credit. And what I felt, if we all pull together, that we can help each other. Because women are natural nurturers. And when women are empowered, the men are naturally empowered, therefore bringing up the children in a different world. And what I wanted to do was to change the world to be a better place. So why not start with women?
Yeah, so you see, when women are empowered, men are empowered too.
Yes.
Yeah, that's really fascinating. John Gray, who also lives here in the San Francisco Bay Area, was a guest on my show, and he talked about when women are happy, men are happy.
That's true. I hadn't read his book, but I know of his work. However, I do believe when women are okay, the world works.
Oh, I think that's why they have those little refrigerator magnets that say, when mama ain't happy, nobody's happy. So what can we leave the listeners with here, Valerie? How do you direct people, women, to tap into their power and become empowered?
Well, to first really get that no matter what happened to them, no matter what they've gone through, or where they are in life, that they are always powerful. Because who can come into the world without a woman anyway?
Yeah, that's true. Not possible.
Right. So we are all powerful, and it's okay that we've gone through whatever we've gone through to really look at, I can do anything I want. And to connect yourself with positive people that think like you do and live the dream that you want to live.
So no matter what your circumstances are, you are still powerful.
That's right.
And that is so true, isn't it? When you think about women, and even women that don't want to have children or or, you know, are unable to have children for some reason, just the fact that the female species can go into a room with a little food and water for 9 months and come out with another human being, that's some pretty powerful manifestation power, isn't it?
It sure is.
So I love this point that you underlined once again for us here, really connecting with the right people. So let's just take a quick minute. Like, what do you do if you have people in your life and they're not really positive people? How do you, like, not be mean, because that's what a lot of women are worried about being, or somehow worried that those people won't be taken care of? How do you work with women around that issue?
To know it's okay to leave them and not feel bad when you have to, because sometimes we feel guilty because we were nurturers by nature and want to help other people, and sometimes those people won't help themselves. And if anyone is pulling you down or making you feel bad or having you look at a part of your life that keep you down, it's time to go, and it's okay to do that.
Yeah.
To love yourself so much until it's okay to pull away from all that negativity.
That's right. Love yourself so much. And I talk about that on this show all the time, which is why I really am so pleased that you were able to take time out of your busy schedule to come and share your story and share some of your insights and wisdoms with everyone. So one more time, it's powerfulwomenintl.com. Valerie, thank you so much for this amazing work and your inspiration for all of us today.
You're welcome. It was a pleasure.
All right, my dear. Well, we will be right back, and I'm going to share a little bit of talking about how we can love ourselves more. So don't go away, everyone.
Coach Betty Live is about living an organic and orgasmic life. What does that mean? This show is your source for approaches to natural healing of you and the planet you live on. You'll hear amazing stories of healing from experts, innovators, and artists sharing their path to consciousness and health. This show appeals to people who have optimistic views of our future and want to have an impact on making the world a better place. Discover a roadmap of options to create conscious and healthy relationships that sustain us and help us care for each other and the planet. Coach Betty will present a complete scope of options and perspectives, from ancient wisdoms to new and emerging scientific data and information. Come and imagine the experience of living an organic and orgasmic life. Tune in live Tuesdays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern Time to listen to Coach Betty Live. For more information, visit CoachBettyLive.com. That's CoachBettyLive.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
After a 15-year search for a truly delicious, healthy, easy-to-prepare organic meal, Savitri and Adil Pakivala founded Eastern Essence. They set out to do what their friends and business acquaintances thought impossible, to produce delicious, healthy, vital food grown in harmony with nature and to promote organic farming in India. Happy food, happy people, happy planet. For more information, go to easternessence.com. That's easternessence.com.
Now is the perfect time to learn Tai Chi and Qigong. These ancient Chinese healing arts, also called mind-body practice, are simple to learn, clinically proven to be effective, and can be practiced by anyone, anywhere, at any time. For 10 years, the Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi has been a respected leader in mind-body practice training. Visit IIQTC.org. Empower yourself, empower others. Visit IIQTC.org for more information on mind-body practice. IIQTC.org.
1230 WBLQ.
Welcome back, everyone. It is Coach Betty with Coach Betty right now. I hope you found Valerie inspiring. She is one amazingly powerful woman herself and just really lets us know what is possible when we believe and trust and have faith. And as she said, she's not even religious. This is her own personal faith. So again, practice asking for help. She could never have created Powerful Women International on her own. She just started asking. She started acting as if it were a reality, and now it is quite a reality. All right. Well, I, in this last segment of the show here, want to share a Whoa Baby with you. If you haven't heard my Whoa Babies, they are little sound bites or news items that I have read that make me stop and ponder and wonder if we need to change our thinking around something. So that's kind of the basis of what I read about. And as you know, I have this real interest in opening up our conversation around sex and sexual energy and us really being able to feel comfortable with who we are as sexual beings, because we all are, whether we are in tune with it or not. And so what I want to share with you today is about women and sex. And this comes from the WebMD newsletter. It came from a health solutions survey around how sex drive, what kills a sex drive. So here is the quote. About half of women report reduced sex drive around the time of menopause, even though they believe it important to maintain an active sex life. Menopausal symptoms such as vaginal dryness and pain during sex may make sex less comfortable, but the hormonal changes of menopause are only part of the picture. An aging woman concerned about her sex drive should also consider the quality of her relationship, her body image and self-esteem, medications she is taking, and her physical health.
Whoa, baby.
So you might wonder, you know, why did that jump out at you as such a whoa, baby? And I'm certain that part of the reason it jumped out at me is because of what I really see with so many of my women clients and women in the world. The self esteem and body image place. And that's why I am passionate about my blessing that I've discovered to truly help women uncover their beauty and their sexuality. Because just as Valerie was saying, when we feel good, ladies, everyone around us feels good too. So that's how important it is for us to pay attention to these things. So let's just break this down a little bit. All right. So, you know, yeah, there's the vaginal dryness, pain during sex, making sex less comfortable. I got to tell you, just right off the top with that, you hear that all the time about menopausal women. Well, I have been in menopause. I haven't had my cycle for over 2 years now. And you know what? It just ain't true. Not in all cases. So I'm here to tell you that the vaginal dryness does not have to be. And if we think it's going to happen, guess what? It happens. So, but I also don't want to, you know, claim that that isn't a reality for some women. It's a reality that you don't have a lot of control over other than getting lubricants and just helping to uncover your own inner juice. You know, just as I'm saying that, I'm realizing we do have power over it, because that's what I help people do, is really find that inner juice, and that will relate to the dryness that you might experience during sex as well. But here are these other factors. So, you know, you got the hormonal stuff going on in menopause. That is a fact. But an aging woman, so what does that mean anymore? You know, it's just like when you are getting older and you're starting to feel the changes going on in your body, and you enjoy sex, you think about sex, you want to think about sex, you know what sex can do for your life, okay, here are the other considerations. The quality of your relationship. Guess what's the most important relationship of all? The relationship with yourself. It's true, it's true. Because if you love yourself, if you feel good about who you are, that's what you're projecting out there in the world, and you are attracting a whole bunch of wonderful people. And I'm going to go back to what Valerie was saying again. When you feel good, you attract good people to you. And that's what also allows you to live your dreams and create these amazing organizations like she did. So pause, ponder, how do you really feel about yourself? Because how you feel about yourself is the person that you're bringing to all of your relationships, to your children, to your parents, to your friends, to your spouse, to your working companions, everyone. The second thing to think about, your body image and self-esteem. So here again, you know, this is really all about self-love. Here we are in the month of February. Valentine's Day is coming up next Monday. I want to make February the month of self-love. You know, I wonder sometimes on Valentine's Day how many people are truly having a great time with their Valentine versus how many people feel lonely and sad because they don't have a Valentine or they had expectations for Valentine's Day that didn't get fulfilled. Well, you know what? When you love yourself and when you feel so good about you, and whether you're hanging out with you or you're hanging out with somebody that you love, it's all good. It's all good. And that's what I'm going for in terms of helping to change the world to be more positive. Because when we're disappointed, we're angry, we're lonely, none of that brings good energy to our planet. So you've probably heard me say this before if you've listened to the show. A great first step towards self-love is to look yourself in the mirror. Look right into your eyes. I encourage you to find something beautiful about yourself, beautiful about your face. Maybe it's your straight teeth. Maybe it's your nose. Maybe it's your cool chin, your beautiful eyes, your eyebrows. Find something and really look at it and say, I love you. Look at that whole face. I love you. I really, really do. And the really, really do part is important. It just kind of kicks it up a notch. So that is what can help us turn around our body image and self-esteem. And I got to tell you, I think this is one of the biggest issues for women in our world today. So it's something that deserves your attention and your time. Breathe into your beauty. Find it and then breathe into it. If you're taking medication, you know, consider, this is a show about natural healing. Consider that sex is actually a medication. Loving, consensual sex is absolutely medicine. And finally, your physical health. So I worked with this wonderful acupuncturist here in Novato, California. His name is Randy Gibson. He works at Nine Corners Health Clinic. And he had a great way to simplify our physical health. He said, pay attention to three things. Eat, sleep, move. So I want to leave you with that. Eat, sleep, move. Pause and ponder. How are you doing in those three areas? Because all of that makes up how you're feeling about yourself, the kind of energy you have, and who you can really be in the world. All right. Well, we're winding it down here for today. Next week, I've got Ina Laughing Winds. She's a Native American medicine woman. She has all kinds of expertise around sexual therapy. We're going to talk to her about masturbation and self-pleasuring. I told you I was going to get somebody on the show about that, and she is going to be a beautiful person to do that. She's got a really gentle spirit, and I know you will love her. So, happy Valentine's Day, everyone. Make it the whole month, the organic, orgasmic way to self-love. All right, signing off for today. It's Coach Betty Live. Have a great week, everybody.
You've been listening to Coach Betty Live, living an organic and orgasmic life. This show is your source for approaches to natural healing of you and the planet you live on. You'll hear amazing stories of healing from experts, innovators, and artists sharing their path to consciousness and health. This show appeals to people who have optimistic views of our future and want to have an impact on making the world a better place. Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific Time, 3 Eastern, for more of Coach Betty Live. For more information or to listen to archives of the show, visit CoachBettyLive.com.